Hey guys, we're here at the Keystone Comic Con interviewing all the cast members of The Office who are here, and I think we saved the best for last. This is Creed. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, man. Fun.
I'm amazed here that the lines for The Office has been off the air for a while, but it seems like the popularity is constantly growing due to like Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
Like, what do you think?
And stuff like that.
What do you think attributes to the popularity? Why does it hit home for so many people, even this next generation who's coming up?
My theory is that with all the car crashes and murders and stuff like that, it's a safe, comfortable place to go to for the family. You can watch it with the family, even though there's some risque stuff. It's never done with some sort of lascivious intent. It's got heart, and it's sweet. There's a sweet soul to it, you know. I think that's it. And it's a funny show too.
Still funny. The jokes still hold up.
It's got legs. Yeah.
Now it's one of the first TV shows that I can remember, at least a comedy, that has no laugh track.
Right.
The documentary.
First American show.
So what was the justification for that? Was it
because of the Ricky
English
Gervais show? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Exactly. We're just emulating that. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. And they decided to use your first and last name on the show. What was the reasoning for that? Because I know a lot of people on the show use the real first name, but not the last name.
Phyllis and Oscar and Angela use their first name. Well, Greg Daniels was going to incorporate my character because of the grassroots.
Yes.
The rock star thing, and it turned out we found out about him on deleted scenes. Booze Cruise, another one that I faked my death. But until the finale, we didn't know Creed's history. And if you hadn't seen the deleted scenes, you wouldn't know.
Right.
But that was the idea, that was going to be that, you know, all along.
And do you have a favorite scene, episode from that show? It's hard to pick just one, I'm sure, but
so it really is hard
one of the
to pick
tops.
One. Oh, gosh. Being the interim manager was fun. And which one's Pam? I need a nice cobbler. Tell Angela, she'll know what it means. That scene with Krasinski. Yeah. That was fun too. Yeah.
Now, I think
so many.
I think so many people like actually have worked in The Office in the past, you know, and know like people in real life who are like the characters of The Office. Did you have any previous Office experience before your musical career that you could relate?
No, I've always just played music and acted. You know, I worked as a waiter when I studied acting, but most actors do that, you know. I worked for a catering company for briefly. No, mostly all my life basically just acted, and because I was in a rock band from a young age, so I did that for years and did parts. People think that I wasn't acting all that time between the grades. I was doing film and TV. I just didn't make anything as big as The Office. That was the deal.
Now, the Grassroots was a very popular band, top 10 hits.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah.
How do you compare being on the road, being a musician, to being an actor? I mean, do you have one that you love more?
I'm still on the road doing music. Right now, at 75, I'm still touring.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'm still touring.
You were just in Baltimore last year, I believe.
Two nights ago.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, is there one that you love more than the other? If you had to pick one, like, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. It really depends on the show. You could do a film or a TV show, and it may not be that great fun, or it could be a bad, just a flat show. I don't have too many of them anymore. I've got it down now to do it right. But it really depends on the night. Right. But I love acting and I love music.
And you can do both, and that's great.
And people say you should pick one or the other, but I've always done both, so it's never been choice. I just do both.
Well, you're an artist. You can do different kinds of art. You don't need to just do one.
You're emoting to a camera, or you're emoting to an audience. And they come to see the show. They'll see a different side. They're not going to see the Creed character. They're not going to see that guy because he only does it if I happen to go into the character for a bit.
Right.
You know, but they have to get past the fact that I'm an actor playing a character. Yeah.
Now, how does making music today compare to making music back in the 60s when you started? I mean, how do the fans relate now and the different, how does music today like really hold up to the quality of back then?
I'm a little hard on today's music. You know, there are some great artists.
I feel the same way as you.
But we were doing it four track back then. And I'm just cut this line. I have a new album out called While the Young Punks Dance.
Awesome.
While the Young Punks Dance, camera.
Okay.
And in it, I just go old school. I stand and just like a folk artist with a microphone here, a guitar, finger pick, and sing it at the same time. And then I'll sweeten and we add stuff to it after that. Nowadays, people go in a scratch track, scratch vocal, and then they go and they go over and over again.
And their voice is auto-tuned. It's like
their voice is auto-tuned.
It's so commercial nowadays.
You hear when I'm singing and playing is exactly what I sound like, wow, when I play live. That's awesome. That's I'm kind of that's I'm old school. Well, I'm old, so that's why. Yeah.
Now there's been rumors about an Office reboot. Have you heard anything about that? And would
none
you do it if they did?
None of us have heard anything about it. Yes, of course
you
I would.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd love to work with these people again. Yeah.
They're fun people, huh?
They are.
A lot of good people. Well, here we are, Keystone Comic Con, Creed here. If you don't mind, can you cut us a quick promo, say who you are, and then plug the Office and maybe your new album?
Yeah. Hi there, Keystone Comic-Con, Below the Belt Show. This is Creed Bratton from The Office, praising my new album, While the Young Punks Dance.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Awesome.